Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're going to debunk a couple of popular nutrition myths. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Kyle Lavka and Carly Mapp, dietetic interns at Mississippi State University. Kyle, the first myth we can address is that eggs are bad for you.
Yes, this comes from the amount of cholesterol that's found in eggs. Previously, the dietary guidelines for Americans had a recommendation to limit the amount of cholesterol that we consume every day. After years of research, they actually found that this actually isn't the case. And as long as you're a healthy individual, the amount of cholesterol that you consume has no effect on your cholesterol levels.
Now, Carly, the keto diet, what's a myth that some folks might perceive as a truth?
This diet was specifically created for people with epilepsy. It is a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet. The body will use the high intake of fat to produce ketones as an energy source instead of carbohydrates. To put it simply, the brain functions mainly off the body's stored form of carbohydrates called glucose. The keto diet switches the brain's energy source to ketones from glucose. The body is put in a state of ketosis, meaning that fat stores are broken down to be used as energy. This is how people lose a lot of weight rather quickly, because your body's burning up all this fat. It shouldn't be assumed that this is good for you, though. A lot of muscle mass can be lost during the keto diet, which will slow your metabolism. And it's important to remember that your heart is a muscle, and so to lose muscle mass, it can also affect your heart. It is not an ideal diet to follow long term because it is so restrictive. It gets rid of an entire group of food. Usually when people switch back to a normal diet after the keto diet, all the weight that is lost will be regained plus a few more pounds.
That does not sound good. Okay, so Kyle, one part myth, part truth is that eating too much protein is bad for our kidneys.
The idea behind this is based on the fact that our bodies can only utilize a set amount of protein at one time. And so if we eat more than our bodies can take in, we actually excrete all of that extra protein that we eat through our urine. So it was previously believed that the large size of protein molecules would actually damage the part of our kidneys that filter our blood. Years of research have shown that large amounts of protein has no effect on the function of healthy kidneys. However, if you have kidney disease, large amounts of protein can cause the kidney disease to progress and even get worse. So depending on the health of your kidneys, this myth can have some truth to it.
Carly, when it comes to gluten, some might believe certain misconceptions.
What most people don't know is that gluten is a protein that is found in wheat and wheat products. There are no health benefits eliminating it from your diet unless you have a gluten intolerance or have celiac disease. People who are intolerant or have celiac disease lack the ability to break down and absorb this protein. It can cause like mild to severe side effects varying on the level of severity. Major companies have actually used this phrase gluten-free as a marketing strategy to sell more of a product without it having actual any health benefits. Those who have gone gluten-free may have lost weight, but it is because they removed common breads and pastas and snacks from their diet, and weight loss really had nothing to do with gluten necessarily, but removing specific carbs from their diet.
Now, Kyle, one more myth, and it's the myth that foods labeled as low fat are healthier than their full fat counterparts.
This is going to be foods that you buy at the grocery store that are ready to eat. So it could be ice cream, muffins, or salad dressings that are labeled as low fat. While it is important to pay attention to the amount and types of fats that we eat, substituting low fat versions of your favorite foods may not always be the best option. Food manufacturers often substitute extra sugar as well as like a non-digestible fat substitute to replicate the feel and flavor of fat in these foods. These things can cause a lot of stomach issues, and the added sugar can actually cause unwanted weight gain if you eat too much of it. So the best option really is to eat the full fat versions. Just try to limit the frequency that you eat them.
Carly, where can we go for more information?
Government websites and research universities are typically the most trusted. They have a lot of evidence-based information. For example, health.harvard.edu is a great resource.
Today we've been speaking with Kyle Lavka and Carly Mapp, dietetic interns. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.